With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. A South Dakota man has family members trapped in Afghanistan. He worries about their safety with Taliban control of the country. Salab Naimi says he talks to his relatives when he can.
The Taliban are like, they're shooting, like right now, they're shooting people on the streets in Afghanistan, in their city that my family lives. Even like the girls even cannot go out to go to the shop or anything like that. Everything is bad. So my family are like, they feel like they're dead. And they're calling me and I'm talking to them, but there's nothing I can, like, I don't know how to help them.
Naimi says there are thousands of people in Afghanistan like his family members who need help. He worked as an interpreter for the U.S. Army for 4 years and became an American citizen in July. The Department of Corrections plans to spend $3.1 million on temporary pay incentives for prison workers. The measures include retention bonuses, higher wages for night shift work, and double wages for voluntary overtime. They last from July 24th through March 2022. The Department of Corrections discussed the changes before a legislative committee. Representative Chris Carr says it's important for corrections officials and the legislature to fund permanent pay increases to retain workers once these temporary incentives end.
You set a certain expectation, and it's hard to take away once you've given. Like, that's just the way it is. So I'm just trying to understand kind of, you know, what you're thinking.
The temporary incentives are the result of an anonymous complaint that led to a shakeup and ongoing review of the agency. The complaint said low pay is linked to staff shortages, which cause morale and safety issues. The Department of Corrections had more than 100 vacancies in July. Officials say it would be a security risk to share how many of the vacancies are at each prison. The White House is nominating Native American Charles Sams III as director of the National Park Service. Sams is an enrolled member of the Cayuse and Walla Walla tribes. They're part of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation in Washington and Oregon. If confirmed by the Senate, he will be the first Native American to serve as director of the National Park Service. Sams has 25 years of experience working in tribal and state governments and the nonprofit and conservation fields. He currently serves on the Northwest Power and Conservation Council, appointed by the governor of Oregon. The State Department of Health reports 304 new cases of COVID-19 and one new death. The state's death toll now stands at 2,057. Active cases are at their highest level since early spring. There are 2,332 active COVID cases in the state, up 9.4% from Thursday. There are currently 125 people hospitalized. Of those patients, 20 are on ventilators. The recent pace of vaccinations remains slow. Nearly 61% of South Dakotans 12 and older have received at least one dose of a vaccine. Just over 55% of state residents 12 and older now have the full vaccine series. Those numbers have changed little in recent weeks. The Department of Health says the more coronavirus circulates in a community, the more it can transform into highly infectious variants. The department says the best way to prevent that is with vaccinations. You can find vaccine resources and locations at vaccines.gov. Governor Kristi Noem says she is planning to focus on water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure projects as the state plans to spend nearly $1 billion in federal funds meant to help towns and cities recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The state government is readying to receive $974.5 million from the federal government over the next year and a half. Over the course of the pandemic, South Dakota has been allotted over $4.8 billion in federal relief funds, a windfall that nearly matches the state's annual budget. The governor says the state has, quote, broad flexibility, end quote, in using the money. A nonpartisan group wants to change the way South Dakota draws its legislative boundaries. The South Dakota League of Women Voters is leading a coalition called Drawn Together SD. They are gathering petition signatures to put a question on the 2022 ballot. The ballot measure would create an independent group to handle redistricting the legislative boundaries. Amy Scott Stoltz is the league president. She says Republicans have a supermajority that allows them to control redistricting through a process called gerrymandering.
And when we look at that, we look at the way the lines were drawn, and we can see that there are areas where gerrymandering has come into play.
Scott Stoltz says the situation is common in most states.
We've seen it across the country where no matter what party is in charge, gerrymandering does come into play. So what we're doing is really giving the power back to the people and saving our democracy.
Redistricting takes place every 10 years after the census. A new monthly survey of bankers in rural parts of 10 plains and western states suggests continued economic growth in the region, but some say worsening drought could threaten their banks. The overall Rural Main Street Economic Index dropped slightly in August to 65.3 from July's 65.6. Any score above 50 suggests growth. The survey shows nearly 16% of bankers reported that continuing drought conditions are the greatest threat to banking operations over the next year, while more than 40% of bank CEOs see low farm loan demand as their bank's greatest challenge over the next year. Bankers from South Dakota and 9 other states were surveyed. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.